Welcome to Love My Renovation Project, where we discuss all things regarding renovation projects, whether they're FHA, Homestyle, or any of the seven other renovation loans that are out there. There seems to be a great deal of consultants thinking there's no work for them because their area is saturated. I love it, because I found over the years that the more people doing a 203K as consultants in an area, there's more people talking about it, and there's more work for everybody. All ships are lifted when the rising tide. Okay, so don't worry about how many other ones there are. Just be the best one in your area. Okay, let's see where we got here. If you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free and ask your renovation questions. Now, by the way, while most 203Ks and other type renovation loans go off without a hitch, from time to time you may find yourself with nobody to talk to on your side of the equation. Homeowners quite often call us and tell us about their issues, their problems that they're having, and most of them have been so simply solved, so easy to fix, that we've just done it, and there's no charge for those. If we can help you over the phone, we don't charge you at all. And quite often we can't. If you want us to do the work for you and put this into effect, then in fact you need to, you're going to have to pay a small fee. It's that simple. But either way, if you want to get it started, it's free to talk. And you can get a hold of us at www.203k911.com. If you have a topic you'd like to discuss in more specific terms and you don't want to be on the radio to do it, then go to 203k911.com. Send us an email on that message site, and we'll be happy to call you back or tell you a couple times that we can accept your call. Okay? Anyway, what do we got store for us today? Oh, well, Saturday I had an interesting call from a new friend, Mark in Massachusetts. When I answered the call, he said, Oh, I recognize your voice from the podcast I've been listening to. I love it. I love it when we can assist young investors in their pursuit. I'm sure we'll be friends for a long time to come. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how long should it take to close a renovation loan. You hear, that's a great question, by the way, and you hear it all the time. I hear lenders quoting, I sit in on seminars that lenders are pushing, and I'm there just to support them and help them with their seminar. If they get any questions about consulting, then they'll direct those to me. But it's funny how some of them will tell people, yeah, it takes 60 to 90 days. I kind of wish I wasn't in that room when they do that, because it don't take 60 to 90 days. Gina in Pinole, California, did her first 203K. She says, what do I have to do? I don't know the first thing. And I said, concentrate on your part of the teamwork. Get all your 203B paperwork and ready to go. Qualify the people. Get your loan in motion. And let me do my part. Let the consultant do their part. Let the contractor do their part. Let the homeowner do their part. She closed her first 203K in about 30 days. And love it. And she says, why do people say 45 to 60? It's because they can't play as a team member. They want to do everybody's job. So instead of getting their job done, they're calling the consultant. Well, how's it going? And you know, how's it going? It's not the right question to ask me. You know, I'll give them their money back and send them on their way. Let them find another consultant if they're going to call me every hour, like one guy did. He was shocked. His work wasn't done, but he was calling to see if mine was. No, because you call every hour and I can't get mine done because you keep interrupting it and breaking my momentum. So just concentrate on your part of the equation and it'll all fall together in about 2 weeks and close the loan. Anyway, you've all been caught up in this, one time or another. So let the client run the show. I recommend you do your homework and find out who can close loans fast on a consistent basis. I know somebody that can close these things in 21 to 30 days on a regular basis. This is the one you want to work with. This is the one I want to be associated with. But wait, there's more. The time doesn't start until you provide your client's loan package and the tax returns and the financial information they need to get started. So I've got one lender that'll tell everybody, get the contractor out there, let him get a bid together, which usually takes 3 or 4 weeks. And in that time, they're working on their part, but they're not letting the consultant in on anything yet. And the consultant can get his bid in 4 or 5 days, 2 or 3 days. It just depends. I know one guy, a friend of mine, says next day, 203K. He sees the property and turns his report in the next day. Well, that might be good for him on most jobs, but on a $500,000 renovation project, it may not be the next day. The point is that a lot of this is in your control as a realtor or an agent. When you start showing houses to a prospective client, you need to start that ball rolling. Get the financial package together while you're showing houses. Get it over to a lender. Get a pre-approval so that you're well on your way to getting that house purchased. Make an offer. You already have the man or the client pre-qualified. So that means you need to find a lender up front. Same thing with a 203K. When people come to us, the first thing we do is send them back to a lender. They've already found the property they want, and they're wanting to know, when do we call you out? Right after you have an accepted offer. But I recommend you have a lender in place too. I know you thought you were going to get some lender names of who could close this thing. I'm not going to do that. There are so many good ones out there, it'd be unfair to name a few and miss half of them. So if you need a name of a good lender in your area who can close renovation loans in 30 days, plus or minus on a regular basis, send me an email and we'll think about it. We'll talk about it. There can be issues that crop up making yours take a little longer, but with the averages, go with the averages. Go with somebody who's got a proven record. I'm working on a project right now where the lender's pushing me to hurry up, but there's a lot line change in the county. I didn't cause it, but I have to address it. They moved the lot line up within 2 feet of the house. So now it is a non-conforming project. Your property line is typically further from the house. Oh, did I tell you, when they moved the lot line, they cut the septic system is 30 feet on the wrong side of that line in his neighbor's yard. These things all have to be addressed. So we had to put in a new septic system on his side of the line and abandon that one. Property. Two outbuildings are no longer on the subject property, but they get power from the subject property. And the lot line is now 2 feet from the house, as I said. This is not normal or typical, but it's still something that's going to end up taking a week or two to get worked out. So we have to, you're going to run into problems periodically, and you just have to bite the bullet and get through them. But I've found over the years that about 98 out of 100 203Ks go rather smoothly. And maybe 2 out of 100 are nightmares. And when you realize that, if your first one's a nightmare, just realize you got another 98 more that aren't going to be. So don't predicate all of your 203K attitudes against one bad experience, please. So, did you know of manufactured homes that are set up on owned land where the people own the land and the home can be refinanced and renovated under the 203K and home style programs? As long as they were built after 15th of June 1976. So if you're a consultant, this could be a big addition to some of your business models. Just remember that most states, it's required that you get a local building permits as well as state permits. When you're dealing with manufactured housing, the state manufactured housing board gets involved. I know I'm doing one right now that we found out they were trying to put a front porch on a house that was a manufactured home, and it was land that was not owned by the owner. he just owned the trailer or the manufactured home and did not own the land. He leased the land. If that front porch was touching the house or is secured to the house in any way, then you had to have a manufactured home division approved contractor. Well, when you get a list of the contractors, these are the only contractors you can use. There's less competition, less chance of you getting a fair price. So by leaving it unattached or detached from the house, we were able to get around that. And as long as it's detached from the house, anybody can do it. Now, it still required a permit, but anybody can work on it. The homeowner can build it himself. That's what I'm getting at. Let's see. Okay, I'm looking here. Regarding how long it takes to close these things, these loans, I was talking with Jeff the other day, a national lender, who says they close a number in 21 days, and 30 days hasn't been an issue. Tom, a friend of mine, more like 30 to 35 days, and that's respectable, you know. Mary closed her first standard 203K in 21 days, but only works in two states. The point is, a lot of this is in your control. So if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free. Be part of the show. So we're breaking a little early, but we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Welcome back. Call us at 888-627-6008. We had to take a early break there because my office door kept falling open. The dog kept coming in here and barking. So I got that fixed. So we're back with you. If you want to be part of the show, 888-627-6008. We'd love to have your comments. It makes the show much more interesting when you do. Let's get back into it. Why does it take a 203K or any renovation loan so long to close escrow? The short answer is it doesn't. It doesn't take long if everybody races to the finish line at the same time. But you have some lenders that get the contractor out there and give him 2 months head start. And then they get their loan part done, and then they call the consultant and say, okay, you're holding the loan up, and you didn't even know the loan was going on. Call your consultant first. Get the consultant out there. He's going to give you numbers. You can start that loan process. You can get the appraisal ordered with. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's common sense. And yes, there's a lot of lenders that don't seem to have any common sense. They bring the consultant in after at the 11th hour and expect him to perform overnight. How soon can you get out to see the property? Oh, I can be out there in 3 days. What? We are going to close this thing in 2 days. Yeah, it's just not the way it's supposed to do. Every consultant has their due diligence. They still have to perform their due diligence. They can't just close it because you think it's ready to close. And you've done all this other work and been working on it for 2 months. And all of a sudden it's our consultant's problem. No, it's not. It's your problem because you're not doing it right. Some take a bit longer, you know, but how long does it take to, the good question for anybody getting a 203K loan is how long does it take you to close a 203B, a standard FHA loan with no construction? Okay. It's the problems come when you don't let the team function as unobstructed. You got a 203B. If somebody says, well, I close 203Bs in 45 days, do not ask them to close your 203K. Go find another lender. I met this gal in South Carolina, Columbia. She wanted to get into the 203K, never having done one before. I asked her how long it took her to close a 203B, and she said 15 to 21 days. Believe it or not, she closed her first full 203K in 21 days. And she was beside herself. She said, why is people telling clients 45 to 60 days? I don't get it. And I told her simply because most lenders don't rush to the finish line. But if you place your consultant order, once we make the appointment, we tell everybody that this is going to take about a week to get our first draft. And actually, place the order, though. I can't tell you how many times a week a lender will call me and ask, we have a 203K project. What are your charges? Well, that gives us a string of questions. You know, what have you done so far? How much is the construction estimate? What's their budget? You know, you always have the lender that plays stupid and says, well, we don't know how much it's going to cost till you get out there and tell us what we got to do. And I said, yes, but you do have a budget. Oh, yeah, okay, we do have a budget. And then they tell it to you. They could have just been up front. If they go to the website and place their order, all of their questions are answered on our website. Go to 203K91. Oh, don't go there. Go 203KOnline.com and hit order now or make an appointment. And you'll see. All you do is click the buttons and it tells you exactly what your charges are going to be and your fees. We've gone to a lot of work on that website just to make it simple and easy to use and give you all of your GFE information automatically when you place the order. In case you haven't ever done a 203K, our fee is based on a sliding scale. So to quote you a price, I need to know the amount of construction and the distance to the property to calculate the mileage. So I need an address. You can give us a city, I suppose, or a zip code. But you would be shocked to know how many 203K lenders call us over the phone. And if you don't answer the phone, you don't get the order. They're going to call another consultant. So, which means you've got to be doing absolutely nothing at the time they call. When if they'd have put it on an order blank, they'd have got all their answers speedily. Our order department can process the order. And it doesn't have to be Mikey on every job. Anyway, there is a handy comment line where you can provide instructions like verify the cost to me prior to making the appointment, please. You can get anything and everything you could put in that comment. You know, don't call a client till we talk. And then you can talk to us and tell us the secrets that you couldn't write down, whatever they might be. And we can ask you the questions that you didn't answer on the order blank, like, do you have a termite report? If you do, send it. Do you have a well report and a septic report? No, then order them. All these things can hold you up. But if this property is on a well and septic, or well or septic, either one or both, you need reports on those things. It's a FHA requirement. And it doesn't matter if it's a 203K or a 203B. So, you know, these things are standard, and as a realtor, you need to know that. So if you're selling a property FHA at all, it needs a septic and a well report. So get those started early in the game. A lot of times the seller is sharp, and if you're the listing agent, then you may want to order those things up front. You know, get them ordered so that you have those reports ready for your buyers. Yes, it's going to cost you a little bit. Tell them, you know, if you buy the house, then you got to pay us the $600 back for the septic report. Because with every septic report, they have to pump the tank out before they go inspect it. So, and that usually costs $600 or $700. Now, every buyer, why would they want to pay that and then leave the report with the seller? They're not. And yet their seller is going to see the report, he's going to copy it, he's going to use it to his benefit. Seller, buy the report. In my opinion, the seller should buy that report. Have it there and just make a note in your when you accept the offer that a septic report was purchased at the cost of $600, and we want that reimbursed by the buyer at the time of closing. This is simple, and it makes your projects flow so much smoother. Okay? But get the consultant on the job first. As soon as you know you have a 203K or a home style, order the consultation. We'll tell you what reports you need to order. Typically, you're going to need a pest report on a 203K because you have to have a clearance at the end of the 203K. So it doesn't make sense not to have it. It's an inexpensive report and a very, it's got good information for the buyer and the seller for that matter. I mean, if it comes in high, you may go back and renegotiate the price. The seller might not have known it was rotted out under their house. So we just need to get this stuff done in a logical manner. The consultant has to see the property, write the scope of work, and bid the job. This all takes a day or so. It might take 3 or 4 or 5 days. This is designed by HUD to take about 2 weeks. We typically do it in about a week or less. If you wait that week, you'll never have to call us and say, hey, where's my report? But if you turn around and, we send out a notice when we make an appointment with a client to the lender and say, hey, Mr. Lender A, we're going to see this property on Tuesday at 2:00 in the afternoon. And I actually was there. I was on the roof, looking at the roof when the phone rang. And I'm thinking, I look at it and I see it's the realtor on this project that I'm working on. And I picked it up on the roof in the wind and rain. And I said, what's up? Are you canceling the order? No. I just wanted to see how it's going. I said, I'll call you back. And I hung the phone up and put it in my pocket, finished my inspection, and got off that windy, wet roof. That is not productive. How could we possibly know 2 seconds after our appointment or 2 minutes after our appointment if it's going well or not? We take about 20 minutes to go over the program so that the borrower has knowledge of what's going to happen, so they have no unreal expectations. So, the appraisal can be ordered in most cases with a consultant's bid. So after about a week, after we've seen the property, our report's turned in, the lender can order the appraisal based on that report. Now, if it's too high or too low, or we're going to take some work out of it, then send the appraiser an updated report after the fact. But all consultants aren't created equal. So if you ensure your jobs provide a bid with a, be sure yours provides a bid with a scope of work. If you've got a consultant that demands a contractor bid prior to going out for his appointment, do not use them. They are in violation of the HUD guidelines. So, why would you want to put yourself in that box? Yes, there are a lot of consultants in certain areas. No, there are not a lot of good consultants in certain areas. So, 203K don'ts. Never have the contractor bid the job first before a consultant has. They take about 3 to 5 weeks in many cases. I used to have one great contractor who would get these bids back in a few days, 2 or 3 days. But it was because he controlled most of his sub work. They did it all. I was actually at a seminar the other day when the loan officer told everybody to get a couple of contractor bids first. This will hold your project up by 3 or 4 weeks. And they will likely miss items that we are going to call. And then this particular lender delayed getting an updated bid from the contractor or delayed the closing of the loan 5 full months. 5 full months trying to get the contractor to add 2 things for safety that I found in my report. Why in the world? Because there is no requirement for a contractor bid. It's nice to have one, but the contractor can accept the consultant's bid if they choose to. Another thing, don't start calling all the teammates every hour to see how they're doing. These are 203K don'ts. Okay. You wonder why you can't close them faster is because you're calling everybody, hey, how's it going? You need anything? Is there anything I can do for you to speed this up? Yeah, you could stop calling me every hour so that I can quit breaking my train of thought. You know, when we get into a rhythm on putting these prices together and doing our thing, and it's demoralizing when we get a phone call every hour asking the same stupid question. How are you doing? Well, I was doing good until you called. Well, when are you going to have our report? I said, the same thing I told you in about a week. Nothing's changed there, except if you call me again, you can add a day because I'm going to put yours aside and start on it again tomorrow. It's just too annoying and you're breaking my train of thought. So what can you do to ensure your loan closes at the shortest possible time frame? Simply get your consultant involved sooner in the process and don't bug them until they haven't performed in that 4 or 5 days that they said they could. Most of us know about how long it's going to take to put a bid together based on what we just saw. But we tell you right up front, give us 4 or 5 days and you might not need to call us. You might not need to pick that phone up and waste the time it takes to dial. You can do the same phone pickup and go call a new customer, start working on your next loan, and let us do ours while your staff seems to be doing yours because you're not doing it. Well, many lenders will get the client paperwork started, wait a week or so, and then tell you to call us. They've already pre-qualified the borrower, so there's no need to hold off getting the consultant involved. Some will wait 6 to 8 weeks and then call the consultant. These are 203K don'ts. Don't do that. If you want to close it, let the consultant run down the field with you. So the lender gets an order. He qualifies the people. He knows whether they're qualified later that day or the next morning. Instruct them to contact the consultant. And it's better if the lender just puts that information on our order blank. We have it all the names spelled correctly. I had one. They had several changes in it. Then at the last minute, the underwriter says, you need to add the borrower's wife's name. It wasn't on the order. The lender placed the order under the man's name. You know, we're not mind readers. And then we turn that in, and then they call back to the, you don't have the case number on there. Can you put the case number for us? And I said, well, you never have a case number on a 203K because you don't order the case number until you have our report. So, you know, there's all kinds of delays not because of the consultant at all, but because of the mode or the procedure that the lender is following. So check with your lenders. If you're a homeowner looking to buy or an investor looking to use the Homestyle loan, flip a house or buy and keep it for that matter, do your homework and ask the lender, how many of these have you closed? How long did it take you to close the last 5? Oh, you only closed 1 and it took 60 days? Thank you. I'll get back with you in a few years when you have enough of these done. Anyway, please, if you want to be part of the show and you want to call in and talk to us, dial 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
And we're back. Okay, call 888-627-6008. 6008. Toll free if you want to be part of the program. I gave seminars on the 203K every Thursday night at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. For a year, many years ago, and found it to be easy to do because the questions from the audience were different. The questions from the audience, they were hearing the same information week after week after week, but the questions from the audience is what makes it alive. Okay. So next question that came in is, can I build a detached garage? I think we've had that question before. So they must not have listened to an older podcast, but I received I just received a bid on a carport for $30,000. Boy, that must be one hell of a carport. That's all I can say. Because we just built a detached garage for $20,000. A detached two-car garage for $20,000. And then I built another one that was a bit wider. It was 28 feet wide by 20 feet deep. These are both two-car garages. And it was $24,000. So here we have a client that's got a bid for $30,000 to build a carport. So my first thought is it must be holding three cars or four cars. But when I got the plans, it was holding two cars, a $30,000 carport. Wow. So I figured it must be have gold-plated steel beams or something. I don't know. And then when he got to the end, the contractor complained that he wished he'd have built it higher. So I don't know. It wasn't worth it wasn't a three-car garage. $10,000 would have covered a third car space in a full garage. No walls, just a carport. Let's see how it works out. Anyway, to take it a bit further, you can build a detached garage provided there's no living area in that structure. Now, I get asked all the time because everybody thinks they're smarter than HUD. And let me tell you right now, you're not smarter than HUD. HUD's got a lot of people there, a lot of brain power. But everybody wants to build a detached garage with a storage room above. Okay, suppose you want wall outlets and light fixtures. You want to scab in a toilet maybe in a kitchen later on? I mean, HUD is not stupid. If you're going to build a detached garage, it's going to be a detached garage. No living area, no potential living area. Okay, so makes it difficult, if not impossible, to add storage to a detached garage like that. If you want a garage and living area, then it must be attached with a common wall, not a breezeway. Early in the game, back in 1994-95, Ken Crandall had told us all that we could do we could attach a detached garage with a covered archway or a covered walkway. And we did a bunch of those. But the guideline never really said that, but it was being interpreted that way and with HUD's blessing. So now HUD is going strictly by the guideline as it reads, and detached means detached totally. And if you're going to detach it, there's no extra large storage room off the back or off the top or off the front that is going to be easily turned into living area. And if that's what your plan is, they're wise to it. You know, you're going to get caught. If you get caught, it's called fraud. Fraud against the United States government, if you're not Hillary Clinton, is going to be dealt with severely. So anyway, I had one the other day, a question from the audience. I don't know why they can't call in on the show and ask these questions, but my house, we found this house, and it would be perfect if it just had a swimming pool. Can I build a swimming pool with the FHA 203K loan guarantee program? Well, the short answer is no. But before you hang up, let me read on. You can build a swimming pool with a Fannie Mae look-alike, the home-style renovation mortgage. It looks like, smells like, and works just like the 203K, but swimming pools are okay. Second homes are okay. Investor properties are okay. Fancy barbecue patios are okay. A covered patio with a kitchen set up in it for outdoor entertaining. All these things are okay with the Fannie Mae product. You know, we had one, I guess it's been almost 2 years ago now, where the swimming pool and surround were the primary focus of the renovation project. They all wanted, they also put a new deck off the master suite so they could access the pool surround from their master suite. If we only had a swimming pool at our new home, it would be perfect. Well, let's do it. How about a gazebo, an outdoor kitchen, a barbecue? All this is possible with the home-style renovation mortgage. So these are all good things to know. These are great to have in your arsenal. So if you're a realtor and you're showing houses and the people only want to see houses with swimming pools, but you've got this perfect house for them, gee, many Christmas, it's got everything else they want except the pool. So sell it to them with a pool and guide them to a renovation mortgage, the home-style renovation mortgage. Build that pool exactly the way they want it and make it part of the same loan. This is pretty cool. These programs are really designed for functionality. I had an interesting question a while back. I have a rock foundation. Will FHA guarantee the loan? Well, I get those kind of questions from lenders quite often. Hey, we've got a house here. It's got a rock foundation. It was built back in 1900, and they built it with a rock foundation. Well, my only question would be, is it still intact? Has it failed, or is it still good shape? Is it still supporting the house? It's very likely you can get an FHA guaranteed financing with the FHA 203B or the 203K program. Yes, is the short answer. I had one of these years ago, and as you're an appraiser and you're driving around and you see houses with weird foundations like an all rock, and you can see it from the street that it has a rock foundation, identify it, snap it, put it in your records so that you ever have one to do in the neighborhood and you don't have that record, you can drive around the neighborhood and look for them. Chances are you are not appraising the only rock foundation in the area. I had a call in Arizona. One of my consultants had a rock foundation. I said, has it failed? He said, no. But can the FHA insure it? I said, yes, if it hasn't failed. If it has failed, now we've got to be very particular on how we repair it so that it doesn't fail further. So it's possible to finance and get FHA insurance on a house with a rock foundation. So pay attention to what's going on around you. We had a foundation. I was doing one in Black Point, California, not too far from Sears Point, where the racetracks are, or the racetracks. Anyway, this particular house was right on the water, and it had three grade beams, and they were open so that the water would come, as the tide came in, water would come up under the house, and as the tide went out, the water would go out easily because the grade beams were aimed in line with the water so that it would let it go in and out easily. I took pictures of that. I put it in my report, and the lender underwriter called me back and says, no, you're going to have to put a concrete perimeter foundation. I said, show me the guideline where it says that. She couldn't find that in the guideline. And I told her, I said, look, if we close that foundation off, the water's still going to come up under the house. And when it goes out, the tide goes out, that water's going to maintain or be maintained under the house. And you're going to get, after a very short time, an awful stench under that house that's going to permeate up into the house. So don't tell us we got to close that off and create an enclosed habitat for whatever fungus or debris might grow in there. And they, of course, had to go to HUD and get HUD's further approval. But by golly, your consultant is your HUD representative. What we say goes. Okay, so don't just throw us out the door, kick us out, throw us out with the wash water. Use our knowledge and our knowledge base. You know, we've done thousands and thousands of 203Ks over the years. I've personally done over 5,000. But with my 15 W-2 employees back in the 90s, we've done over 35,000 203Ks since 1994. So it's time that you take advantage of that. So let's see what the next question was. Oh, I threw this question out. Do you want to close your 203K loan in a short order, or you just don't care? Most realtors want that commission, and they don't get paid the commission till the loan closes and funds. Okay? So everybody likes to close fast, or do they? I would think getting a payday earlier rather than later would be a good thing. Move on and make your next loan. I have a client that just called me for an inspection. They inform me their inspection contingency is over tomorrow. They're calling me today saying their inspection contingency is over. The contractor bid should be ready today or tomorrow at the latest. So if I'm hearing this correctly, they've had this thing in play for a few weeks. Contractor's already got his bid together. Hopefully he'll have it in tomorrow. Wow. Nobody had told me up front. If you want your 203K to close fast, get your consultant started early in the process. On day one, your offer's accepted. Call your consultant and make the inspection appointment. On day one, call for a pest or termite, even if it isn't going to be in your contract. It's a must for 203K projects. WDO inspections for some of the country here. Your contractor can be there too, but I really don't appreciate it when the contractor is there because I know I'm going to cost me an extra hour as I try to answer all of his questions or her questions. And it's fair that they get them answered. I just don't want to do it at that inspection. I have a very regimented way I do my inspections. I like to get with the client for about 20 minutes and go over all the paperwork so they understand exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And then I make my inspection. And I don't want the homeowner can tag around with me and ask questions as we go, but I'd appreciate it if they've already seen the house probably four times and they're going to start asking questions and they'll throw you off. So I like to go through the house by myself. They can walk with me, just don't talk a lot. And let me get my pictures. Let me get all my notes made. And then I'll spend another 20 minutes if I have to explaining what's going on. Now, day 3 to 5, you're going to get the bid back from the consultant and a blank bid request to send out to the contractors to bid. So now, if you send 2 or 3 contractors, you'll at least be sending the same list of improvements. A 203K takes no longer than a 203B. So find out, if you're a realtor, find out who your lender is that closes 203Bs in 15 to 21 days. Let them be the one to do your 203K. If, on the other hand, you want to take 45 to 60 days to close, then wait till you have a contractor bid or two, decide what you want to do, get the consultant involved at the end of the process with one day to perform their duty, and if they don't have that day open, you can find a different one. I've always believed in find the best person for the job. You know, I don't want to get political, but how in the world anybody, this AOC young lady that's talking about her green plan, she didn't have enough money to get to Washington, D.C., and they put her on the finance committee. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, same thing here. If you want the best consultant, order the best consultant and order him early. If you don't care, then find a consultant that just got started, and maybe you can manipulate them and say, I need this tomorrow. And if they give it to you tomorrow, you deserve what you get. Okay? The consultant must do their due diligence, and that takes a few days. We can't short-circuit the process for your bad planning or the lender's bad planning. Now, if you want to be part of the show, please call us at 888-627-6008, toll-free. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, looks like we're back. Call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free and be part of the program. If you're listening, Mark, you're going to call in today. Anyway, 203K loans and homestyle renovation mortgage loans. What is the difference to the layman? Well, about 20 out of 100 real estate agents and brokers actually know about the FHA 203K, in fact, but maybe 80% of them have actually will tell you to stay away from them, don't do them for one reason or another. And if you start delving into their reasoning, it's usually because, well, I remember a guy back 15 years ago who tried one and he had some problems with it. Oh, do you remember what the problems were? Well, no, actually he didn't have problems with it. He heard of somebody who had a problem with it 20 years before that. So they're just really have got this attitude against the 203K. In 1998, we stopped doing standard home inspections and went 100% 203K. And the reason we did is because we felt it was better for our business, better for us to take a stand and promote the 203K like it should be promoted. Now, all your consultants out there who feel like there's too many consultants in an area, take our training and we'll show you exactly how to garner most of that business, how to take that business away from your competition. It's real easy. It's so easy that in 1998, HUD put me on the carpet in front of the other consultants in our jurisdiction, 40 of us total, and proceeded to tell me, why do you hog all the business? Why do you hog all the work? Why don't you let some of these other consultants get the work? Yeah, right. If you're trying to make me feel bad because I've been a better marketing program, it ain't going to work because I've called each and every one of these consultants in the San Francisco jurisdiction and offered them free consultations if they would come to my seminar. If they like what I did at my seminar, they can go home and copy it, do it. If they like it, but they don't want to do it, I'll come into their place and do it for them. And they get to keep all of the consultation. That's because we could get the appraisal. In those days, we got the chance we could get the appraisal or the consultation, and I was willing to take either one because I had 15 W-2 employees that were consultants and 19 appraisers that were on staff that we could use. And we didn't. HUD actually called me one day and said, if you personally don't do either one of these things, your company can do both. You can do the appraisal and the consultation on the same project. Even though HUD told me that, Jim McClanahan told me that, I never did it. I just, I reading the guideline the way I did, I just didn't feel comfortable in doing it that way. And Jim had already made some mistakes. that's why he's in Louisiana, I hear. Anyway, there's a handful of people that take full advantage of the 203K. Where I see people missing it mostly is commercial real estate. You know, you can sell commercial real estate for 3.5% down if you put a residential component there. Yeah, there are some minimums. You know, it's got to be no more than 49% commercial. That means 51% or more can be residential. But that's easy to do. So if you've got a single-story building that's commercial and you've got it for sale, sell it as a mixed-use building, put a second story on it. Now you've got 51% because the staircase up from the ground level up to that living area on the second story is considered part of the living area. Therefore, you get your other percent. It's actually a little more than that. But the key is that there's use your noggin besides place to hang your hat on. If you just give that some thought, young investors, you see a commercial building sitting out there all by itself, turn it into a mixed use, buy it for 3.5% down, and now you've got your first investment and an office to work out of. And you live in the residential part. And that's only 203K. It's not home style. So, anyway, nobody's taking advantage of that. It just bothers me. I don't see taking advantage of it. If you're taking advantage of it and have been for a while, talk to us. Call us up and tell us about it, please. Call me up privately if you want to. Go to one of my websites to get the private number. Anyway, everybody has these properties in their city. Commercial with residential above. Or just commercial. And you put residential above. It's whatever it is after the construction is finished. No more than 4 residential units above the commercial. The commercial rents are ignored. But all the residential rents on a fourplex on 4 residential units would be counted as part of your income. Wow, that's something. Where else can you find 96.5% financing for this top type property? You know, when I was buying commercial real estate back in the, 1980s, I was paying 35% down. 35% down payment on any commercial properties. That was the going rate. And to my knowledge, it still is. Most projects are going to require one permit or another. I'm sorry, I moved into another category here. Another question. Permits for your renovation project. So most projects are going to require one permit or another. This week we've had a couple comments from contractors as they attempted to put these into line item 35 miscellaneous. If you're a consultant out there and you're putting permits as a line item anywhere on your scope of work, you stand to lose your right to be a consultant for 6 months as punishment for putting it there. Now, HUD called me a few years ago and said, Mike, actually they gave me a nasty letter. And then they called me one day and I said, you haven't responded to that letter yet. I said, well, it's false. Oh, what do you mean false? And I said, well, you told me that I can't put a permits into a line item. I said, the next time I do will be the first time. Oh no, I've got 2 of your reports right here. I referenced them in that letter. And I said, well, do you have it in front of you? I said, read it to me. Right here, line item 35, notes. I said, notes. Okay, so it's a note. It's not a price request. It's a note. What does that note say in its full sentence? And he read it to me and he says, though permits cannot be put as a line item in the SOR, we need to know what those permit costs are going to be. So please tell us what they are and we'll put it where it belongs. And he says, oh my God, you didn't. What happens is they have automated underwriting and they're looking for permits. They didn't read what it said about the permits. They just, the automatic robot that caught the word permit in my scope of work, we flagged them and they wrote a nasty letter without reading it. And I said, are you going to send me an apology letter now that goes with that nasty letter you sent me? He said, Hunt doesn't do apology letters. Well, with Ben Carson up there, he might. But he wasn't there at the time. So, trying to see where we are here. Okay. A couple lenders that we had were adamant about doing it that way, and it wasn't going to happen from us. We're not going to do that because we've read the guideline and we understand it. But what their problem was is that they didn't fund permits a few times because they didn't know what those costs were. But we do that for them and put it into the right place so that it shows up on the recap of the subtotal where it should, and that's where they fund it. So all those costs and fees should be listed in the recap. It's done this way so the fees can be paid out at 100% with no holdback. If they were a line item, it's going to have a 10% holdback with each draw. So we don't do that. They can be paid at 100% as soon as you show a paid receipt. So what I really think it boiled down to is that the contractors wanted to see their markup for profit and overhead on those expenses. Since they were paying the money up front, they wanted to get paid back for their tying up their money. Well, the guideline, and more so the lenders, have determined that they're only going to get paid the exact amount of the permit money or architectural or engineering fees. So what I do is I suggest to the contractor that you figure out how much profit and overhead you would have taken on those items. Take that amount and add a line item in the bid called permit processing fee. This is the cost for the contractor for him sitting down there at the inspection department, sometimes 4 or 8 hours waiting to get a permit issued, or meetings with the architect or engineer. And he's entitled to get paid for the time that he spends with those people. Yes, I know there is another instructor out there telling you to make it a line item. But I guarantee you, HUD will take you off the list if they catch you doing it. So just because you haven't been caught to date doesn't mean you're not going to get caught. HUD runs about 2 years behind on these 203K reviews. So about 2 years after you've done it is when you're going to get nailed for it. But I want to let you know, thank you so much for being with us today. Join us next week on Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This broadcast is coming to you from our new Las Vegas office. We look forward to seeing you next time. Please bring your questions and plan on calling us at the next program. Thank you for joining us today.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.